we need to address Finbot from Friday, Pamela. We really do. Finbot.
I'm bearing no responsibility for this. Like, you cannot pin this on me.
I'm not pinning anything on you. I'm okay. Just making you aware of what went down on Friday. After five, I have to make you aware of the postcards that were sent out.
Yeah.
And I was talking to Jesus' daughter. Surprise in store for you.
Great. That's it. I can't believe there wasn't more made of that exclusive interview.
I know. Maybe it was because I was pronouncing Jesus wrong. But Finbot on Friday only turns up when you're not here. As company for me.
Yeah, fair.
Was sounding under the weather and was saying nonsensical phrases.
I was just so frustrated. I'm a blonde.
That was Finbot's excuse for not working properly. I'm a blonde.
Look, we all use that excuse every so often, whether we be badly highlighted blondes at this stage or natural blondes or whatever it is. Was Finbot frustrated at the fact that they had to wait until now for Liverpool to win the Premier League?
Look, you could not make sense of Finbot
whatsoever.
Her go-to answer was this.
This is all very confusing.
Or when I was like, Finbot, we're on the air.
1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2.
No, Finbot, we're on right now.
1-2-1-2, 1-2-1-2.
Kept testing and testing.
Finbot will never reach my level of professionalism. Ever.
So you are calling out artificial intelligence, who is a bit under the weather.
No, not at all.
Finbot, God bless you, but please, sober up. And it's time for the Ponte game of this Monday. Nulla, can I get the ball rolling?
Please do.
Well, I actually like to backtrack. I was going to tell you a joke, surprise, surprise, about self-isolation, quarantine.
Oh, yeah, well.
But you wouldn't get it. It's an inside joke.
Very good.
Boom.
Actually, I don't know if you've heard, or do you happen to know what the opposite of isolate is?
You so early.
God damn you! Why? Why would you do that?
Because
you knew what it
you
was.
You set me up. And I am not a great actor. I couldn't go, oh, Fionnuala, tell me what that is.
I was really excited about delivering that.
Right, go again.
No, it's fine. I have a different one for you now. And
no.
I should have gone to this one last week, because remember we did...
We'll start again.
Oh,
we'll start
right, one.
Again. It's time for the Ponda game. Fionnuala, I do believe you have a joke.
I do. What, David,
yeah,
is the opposite of isolate?
You so early.
Thanks. Appreciate it.
Yes. Do you want to start again?
I really don't. I want to ask you a different joke, though, that I should have got to last week when we were doing on our Gaeilge stuff.
Yes.
And it's one by @AntonBjug on Twitter. And I actually saw it a couple of weeks ago and I said, why did I? But anyway, what did the Gaeilgeoirí say while they were waiting in line?
Níl a Sagam.
Nothing. They were queuing.
Yes.
I love a good Irish language joke. Yes. Thank you at @AntonBjug on Twitter for that one.
Well done to all of those like myself who went through many years of Irish and still took a couple of moments to realise what that meant. Do you want to hear the swan story now?
I do. Go on.
It's a long one though. The
okay.
swan story.
Okay.
It's quite long. So you have been warned. Buckle in. This swan walks into a bookshop and goes, hey, do you have any raisins? And the person behind the till says, no. Why would we have raisins? This is a bookshop, swan. So the swan waddles out. Turns up the next day at the exact same time and says to the shopkeeper, hey, got any raisins? And the shopkeeper gets mad at this point. It's like, I told you yesterday, this is a bookstore, we don't have raisins. So the swan waddles out. Exactly 24 hours later, who shows up? The swan. The shop worker, livid now. Swan waddles towards the counter and shouts, hey, any raisins? Shop worker loses it this time. I have told you time and time again, this is a bookstore. If you come back again, I'm going to nail your webbed little feet to the floor. Swan says nothing, waddles out. Exactly 24 hours later, who waddles in? The feckin' swan again. Approaches the counter gingerly, but this time asks, hey, Got any nails? And the shop worker puzzled replies, no. Swan says, great. Got any raisins?
Worth it. Worth the long setup. Thank you, Dave.
We would ask you, please, to stand for the national anthem. I love me stretches, so I do.
They're needed today. I think I mentioned to you earlier on, I had one of those unfortunate incidents where you're not looking where you're going.
Right.
And you absolutely wallop yourself off the corner of a table.
Claim, Fionnuala. Claim.
And my leg hasn't been the same since, and I'm actually afraid to see what cut of a bruise. So the stretches are somewhere needed, because I think I've done myself some sort of an injury today, but how and ever.
Do you think it was in the view of the cameras, or could you go and lie down?
Do you know what the worst thing is? I was in the view of the cameras, and I was in so much pain, I was actually talking to myself to calm myself down. I was like, walk it off, it's
isn't
fine.
That's so annoying. We think we are so tough as a people. And then something, I'm not saying the incident happened to you small, but in relative terms...
Oh, no, an absolute wuss. Yeah, yeah.
Between getting a sledgehammer to the knee and what happened to you, you know. And the pain. Oh, it does be unbearable sometimes.
So I'm stretching away here now. Some quad stretches.
We'll get you some physio on the company. So we will. This is Blender Bingo. This is where we come up with daft ideas. We try and mash them together and we come up with stuff that you seem to enjoy very much. And the subject of... We may sit down. We're getting into business time. The subject of holidays and flying abroad and staying in Ireland. It's a hot potato today and over the past couple of weeks. We were thinking if our friends at Big Dark Sky Marketing were tasked with selling Ireland to the Irish people, what would they come up with?
There's a lot of material to work with.
There is.
No, to be fair, yeah.
But you have to remember that this is Big Dark Sky Marketing. Okay. They think they're a lot better than they are. And they come out with some questionable results, shall we say. Let's hear what they have to say.
The briefing that we got from head office is that they want to encourage staycations. Exploring your own county, country, highlight the unique aspects of holidaying in Ireland. So, any ideas?
Okay, so where are these ads going?
Radio and TV.
Right, try this. Ireland. You head west. For the coast. You get lost in the sticks. You reach for your phone to find yourself on maps. But, surprise. You have no coverage. You need directions. You find a man.
I turn by the house with the wonky gable, and if you see a pink rooster, then you can't be found. The damn road for about 600 meters.
He's talking out of his arse, and he directs you down a road with a mohawk. That's grass growing down the middle. You hit a bump. There is oil everywhere. You have bust the sump of your car. Now you're lost, you have no coverage, and you can't even drive. Ireland.
Okay, instead of that, what about this? Experience the world-famous Irish summer. Indulge in the traditional cold plate.
Sorry, what is this?
It's a cold plate. Ham, boiled eggs, beetroot, coleslaw, scallions.
And why does this exist?
'Cause it's summer in Ireland. Experience nature walks in the Irish wilderness.
Get off my land! Get off my land!
Experience Ireland's public transportation. Hi, I would like to get the train to Cavan, please. Okay, what about a train to Monaghan? Right, 2 return train tickets to Donegal, please.
Oh, we can dream, can't we?
Big Dark Sky Marketing. They've done it again, boys. They have sold Ireland to the Irish people with the most negative connotations they could come up with. Did you know that Monaghan and Cavan have no trains either?
I didn't. I was very aware of the lack of trains in Donegal, and I just never thought about the other counties that might also be affected by a lack of trains.
And that is the effect of marketing, because Donegal people are very vocal about the fact that they don't have any trains, apart from Fintown, and it's only kind of a model train. Fintown is between Glenties and Ballybuffet somewhere. But apart from that, there's three counties with no trains. Cavan and Monaghan, step up for yourselves. I want to see you shouting on Twitter about having no trains.
And while you're at it, do, you know, make your voices heard. But we do need to get an ad campaign going for the cold plate as well. It's underappreciated. It is. It is. When it's done right.
Okay, well, you'll have to make one for me, because there's nothing I love more of a hot day than dirty beetroot on my plate. Dave and Fionnuala with you. I did not know that there was such anticipation for this day, as Sean explains.
Dave and Fionnuala, what's the crack? Come here. I need an update. What did you do with the hair?
Well, what I can tell you is,
it's a new dawn, it's a new day, and I'm feeling good.
Oh, yes. I'm trimmed. I'm shaved, and I'm feeling great about the whole matter. I am a new man with a new plan, with a better outlook on life, because I got to the barbers today.
Honestly, I'm delighted for you. You look great.
Thank you.
Looking great over the last 3 months. I won't say anything different.
Thank you very much, Fionnuala, for your lies. They are very much appreciated.
But okay, so when you would have come in, if you take us back to pre-pandemic times, you would have got the haircut every three weeks to a month-ish?
Yes. 12 haircuts a year is usually the rule.
Wow, okay. So, and you would have come in and there would have been a fade going on. Am I right? Am I using the correct terminology?
That is correct. I declare, Dave Duke, a sound body and mind, that fades are out and unnatural hair is in.
I agree with you. I think the trim has served you well. I wouldn't want to comment or make you self-conscious about your appearance. And you rocked a certain look for a while, but now, by a mixture of necessity and compliments, you're rocking a new look. It's just, it's a very natural look, but it's just tidier than what's been going on the last 3 months.
I'm not trying to turn this into a gender differential thing, but most of the fellas were like, buzz cut, buzz cut, buzz cut, Dave, buzz cut. Females are like, no, it looks well long. Leave it, would you, please? So I done that. I listened to the females because they know better. I'm like, I'll leave it au naturel. So county haircuts, tight fades, good luck.
Au naturel,
we're back in, baby. Long hair for life.
I think you should rock it. I think you should rock it until, well, the end of 2020. That's a good solid 6 months to try the look out, see if it works for you, see how it fits into your day-to-day lifestyle. And delighted you got to go back. Was it enjoyable? Did you get to catch up with people?
It was class. Now, there was no handshaking or hugging or that. Masks on, barbers, mask on, myself. But it was just lovely to see them. It was part therapy and part haircut, and I do feel like a better man today because of it. And that's not an overestimation. It's possibly an underestimation. I'm feeling good.
I'm so happy for you, because I think if we take ourselves back to March and someone had told you in March that you weren't going to get into the barbers until the 1st of July, you might have panicked a bit. But the day has come. Oh, and you're feeling good.
Oh, I am feeling good. Fionnuala, I wish you the very best of luck with your appointment this evening, and I look forward to congratulating you. I know this is very, but people want to see what the hair looks like. Not trying to direct you to go and look at my face, but there is video evidence on Instagram at This Is I Radio. If you would like to have a creep, give us your opinion. You weren't shying back from giving your opinion when the hair was long, so now when it's cut, don't be afraid.
Put it on, put it on, put it on,
put it on me.
iRadio's mask task.
Today we have been encouraging you to stick on your mask, tag us on Insta or Twitter with the hashtag mask task to show other people that it's okay to wear a mask. I feel it is the taboo of 2020, and that taboo needs to be broken. People are afraid to wear them. And the others have conspiracy theories about yada, 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 yada. It is important, if you are getting on public transport, that you wear a mask. It is mandatory. And if you don't want to wear one yourself, then what I'd say to you is wear it for someone who needs to be protected. Someone that has been cocooning for the past few months, afraid to leave their house in case of getting coronavirus, and now they're eventually tiptoeing out to do their own bits, to have their own independence in the shop, in the supermarket, in the post office, in the bank, wherever it may be, and they have to wear a mask because it makes them feel a little bit more comfortable. How do you make them feel more accommodated and more comfortable? Then you wear a mask as well. It is as simple as that.
And I think, again, we acknowledge, and this has been highlighted by some people who, for some medical reasons, and I know people with autism, in certain cases, can't wear masks. So that's why I suppose it's incumbent on the rest of us then, who can and don't have issues with wearing them, to do so. So we're increasing that protection for society in general.
Exactly. And there's people with really, really bad breathing and asthma problems, and it's very restrictive. And if they got the virus, it'll be very damaging to them. So, hey, I'm healthy, I can breathe okay, I'll put on a mask for you because I think I can do that sound thing for you.
Isn't that it?
We have 50 euro one for all gift cards all day today. Let's have someone on the telephone. Is this Jackie?
Yes, it is.
Jackie, how are you keeping?
I'm good. My nerves are gone. I was so afraid I was going to get this call.
You were so afraid you were going to get this call?
Yes.
Why?
I just get nervous. Talking to over 100,000 people.
Ah, look, it's perfectly okay. Now you're making us think about it. And we're getting nervous as well.
So I just heard that about 100,000 and something people here. And I was like, don't ring. And then the phone rings.
Well, look, we like to think of ourselves as being fairly okay to put you at ease. You're just talking to the two of us.
It's all right. Never mind who else is listening. Jackie, where are you in the world today?
I'm in Sligo.
Sligo. Sligo boy.
Sligo boy.
What is the crack in Sligo hike?
Not much there. It's raining, as usual.
And who's laughing in the background?
Shana, is it me as well? We're just having chats. We were in a few places around town. Well, we're just in, like, no one has their masks on. So it's just kind of, we were just getting a bit kind of like, come on, guys. Because obviously there was an outbreak last week, as you've probably seen on the news and stuff about Sligo. So we're just kind of conscious about that. But we're just getting over ourselves and wearing them.
I'm kind of quite surprised, following, and everyone in Sligo be aware of kind of the outbreak, because you were doing so well, you had a full month of no cases, and you'd imagine people would go, well, it's in Sligo again, I'll throw on my mask, but you're saying it's not the case.
No, it's just, I don't know, it's like half and half, like some people wearing them, but like most people aren't. I don't know, it's kind of, but I think it's more of a, people are afraid what, because I was thinking, oh, sure, everyone will be looking at me thinking, who is this one, like wearing it into, you know, my local Super Value, but then I was like, no, it's actually the most effective way of stopping the spread of the virus that, you know, I've seen in other countries who have been wearing the mask from the start. So people just need to get over it.
We want to thank you for doing your bit. 50 euro one for all voucher is yours. Thank you for tagging us and taking part in Mask Task. And well, by you being seen to wear a mask, you encourage other people. And if we see, because I'm not seeing many fellas wearing them, I'm seeing many girls and women. So we have to be the change we want to see in the world.
Oh, that's amazing. Thank you so much.
Jackie, thank you so much in Sligo. And what is a real typical Sligo saying?
Oh, stop. It depends which part of Sligo you're in. If it was the country, it'd be at stop. But if it's in town, it'd be like, what do you have on Saturday?
Even within the county, the dialect is diverse. I love it.
There's many accents here.
Jackie, I love it. Thank you for speaking with us, and enjoy the rest of your day and the weekend.
Perfect. Thanks a million.
Thank you very much, Jackie. And Sligo, what are you at on Saturday?
I'm not even going to attempt.
The Sligo accent is phenomenal. Like, Connell didn't do it enough justice.
Oh, really?
In normal people.
Okay.
Not at all. He should have been going down the town like Roberto's man.
I wouldn't have said, if I had to pick out distinctive accents from across the country, Sligo would not have been on my top five, but now that I hear this, okay, maybe it's in there.
There is a rap somewhere on YouTube. I'm going to find the name of it. And it's lads rapping about closed chippers and all the stuff in Sligo. It's phenomenal. I'll file the name of it. I can't play it because it's not for,
well, okay,
it's not for radio. We got talking about Sligo accents. Hi. Thank you, kind sir. On WhatsApp, Sligo Town Diaries is what you need to find on YouTube. It's like there's rapping, and it's basically an ode to a load of places in Sligo. So Sligo Town Diaries. This actually comes from Anonymous. Didn't want their name published, and that's no problem whatsoever.
Hiya. So just before I start, this is my actual accent, even though I've grown up in Sligo my whole life, but it's kind of been out in the country. But the perfect Sligo accent is what are you at the weekend? And everyone's like, oh, they over-exaggerate the end of their sentence. They kind of do a long pause. They're like, what's crack with you, boy? That's a psycho accent if you want it.
From Anonymous, who didn't want their name on the record but wanted to give us an audio description of what's the Sligo accent, boy.
I love it. Thank you.
We are looking at times that you embarrassed your parents, or you are now a parent and you have been embarrassed by your kids. I'm going to play the biscuits one again from Sky News because I enjoy the child just asking for biscuits.
Minister David Cameron was talking about... Oh, I'm really sorry, that's my son arriving. Me? Sorry, I'm really embarrassed, sorry.
Sorry.
Hold on 1 second.
Oh, can I sorry. Biscuits?
yes, you can have two biscuits. I'm really sorry about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, okay, well, we'll leave Deborah Haynes in full flow there with some family duties, but that's what happens during lockdown and trying to report in lockdown.
It just happens in life. Children want biscuits. I want biscuits now. We're putting it over to you. Have you ever embarrassed your parents, or have you been embarrassed by your children? Hi, guys. On my inverted commas, holidays in Roscommon, My aunt, made us all go to Mass. It was the only one that hadn't made my Holy Communion. I asked my cousin, what does it taste like? She said, just come up when we're going. He won't know.
That's risky.
Sacrilegious.
Risky.
I was nervous, as you would be, and said, okay, what do I have to do? She said, just copy the priest. He stood in front of the altar and raised the bread up over his head. Body of Christ. And lo and behold, I stood up in the seat and started copying the priest. Body of Christ. Needless to say, I was dragged down fairly swiftly. Morto.
There's a lot of Mass / wedding / just church related embarrassments in general, because it's something about the occasion. You're meant to be there, you're meant to be quiet, you're meant to be, well, in some occasions, quite solemn. And then kids are like, nah, not going along with that.
That happened to me yesterday. My 7-year-old interrupted a meeting I had with my industry partner to ask me if I could buy him a camera. They didn't even notice he was there. Thank God the background was blurred. Zoom and other apps are very handy for that. No, you can see no one. Even if someone comes in butt naked into the room, you might hear them, but at least you can't see them.
Really? Okay, I did not know this. I did not know there was a blurred back. I've never messed with Zoom that much to know the background situation.
You can have your own custom background. Some people opt for silly stuff. Blurred as well, which is handy. The option is on Skype as well. Tech tips from Dave and Fionnuala. 087-1102-107. I'll give you, because I told you a little bit about it. I called my grandmother Nana. And when I was 4 or 5, we were in the chapel, in the church, once again. Mass was on. And I heard another little boy call his granny Nana. And I grabbed on to my grandmother, my Nana. I was like, she's not your Nana. She's my Nana. Because I thought this little other 5-year-old was coming after my Nana. Kicked up a storm and had to be brought out. Now, I don't remember getting a red arse, but I probably did, and deservedly so.
I mean, yeah, there's some embarrassment there, but that's honestly one of the sweetest things I've ever heard. That's so cute. I'm sure your Nana was like, oh my God, no, he's not getting any given out to, because that was the cutest thing he could have done.
It is still said to me to this day, she's not your Nana, she's my Nana.
How did that story not come up in I Go Home last August when we were in the house in Glenade? I heard many anecdotes, but that one did not come up. But look, it's good to hear it now.
It's because we all got too emotional and we weren't able to pull ourselves together for the show. Different times they were. There'll be none of that for the foreseeable future, unfortunately. Country or no country, forfeit time. The game Speak Out was suggested. Fionnuala.
This is weird.
I'm nervous for you.
So I'm actually, John, I'm laying down like... Obviously, this takes on a whole new element in a COVID world. Normal times, we're just firing the mouth guards anywhere. But yeah, I'm going to make sure that there is. They've been fully sterilized. So in the last two songs I ran down, they were run under boiling water, washing up liquid as well. So that's in addition to the Milton and the wipes and even a little bit of hand sanitizer rubbed around them just to be on the safe side, because we're worried. But yeah, I'm slightly concerned, and I don't want to sound like a wuss, but I'm wearing tracks, braces on my teeth.
Mm-hmm.
I'm slightly concerned that the mouthpiece is going to damage them, but however, I will battle on for the show. So we good to go?
This is entertainment.
Oh God,
this
okay.
woman
is this what
is,
classifies?
She is risking her braces for your entertainment and your amusement. I have a fake news bed for
All
you.
All right, thank you.
Fionnuala Purvis. With the headlines or updates or possibly only one line. Let me describe the scenes currently now. She is putting them in.
Oh wow, okay.
Oh,
this is not coherent.
Not comfortable. I think we got that. Now, folks, me and you, we have to work together to figure out what she's saying. Let's go, Fionnuala Corbett.
Okay. Niall Horan, Darren Kennedy, and I'm dealing here. And the script, our own artist, backing a campaign to get the UK gone. Has her heart. The music industry. Oh my God, I'm drooling. This is not pleasant.
Can we ask you to read that again, please?
Oh, wow, okay.
Speed run.
Actually, okay. Niall Horan.
Okay.
Do you have that? Are you making any sense at all?
Niall Horan.
Okay, yeah.
087-110-207 if you can make out what the story is about.
Niall Horan, Darren Kennedy, and the script.
Oh, that's better.
Okay. I'm getting more used to it, so. Are among the artists backing a campaign to get the UK government to hurt the music industry. Oh my God, this hurts so much.
Well done, Finn. Well done.
Can I take it out now?
Can anyone? Yes, you can.
Oh,
now take it out.
Oh, wow. Oh my God. That was just flashbacks of getting the braces put on and fitted. Wow, that was sore.
Does your jaw feel more relaxed now? You know, there's probably
cheeks
relief taking that
do.
Off.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, that, I mean, look, it's a great game, but how someone came up with it, I do not know.
We are seeing the WhatsApps flying in. People are making out the story. Some people might also be just recording you and sending it back to
oh,
us.
Thanks for that, yeah.
If you could have made out the story, 087-110-207, please. Let's see, could you make out what Fionnuala was saying?
Niall Horan, Dermot Kennedy and the script are backing a campaign, the UK campaign, or government or something for the music campaign.
I mean, she's bang on. That's very good going.
Been asking you to fill in your details for Dear Future Self. It is a time capsule and we'll send back the answers to questions you filled out in a year's time about how you are feeling now and what you look forward to in 2021. Let's hear from someone who has filled out that form. We will let you introduce yourself.
Hi, I'm Sarah. I'm 17 and I'm from Athlone. I'm going in 6th year next year and yeah, that's pretty much it.
Exciting times going into leaving cert year. Is there any part any part of you jealous that you weren't doing the leaving cert this year?
Part of me, but at the same time I think I might have dodged a bullet because I think I'm more of the slow one that runs the race as opposed to like I would have done better with doing the leaving cert, you know? I don't think predicted grades would have been in my favour, but at the same time I'm jealous that they got a nice big summer and that they're off doing their own thing next year.
So yeah, well, what has it been like for you over the last couple of months? Because again, you were out of school, I'm sure a new routine had to be found. How did you find it?
At first it was fine. Like I was very happy to kind of get up and do my own thing and work at my own pace. But then like towards the end, like we had to do our exams and stuff at home. And I find it very hard to kind of like keep up on top of doing everything, but it wasn't the worst. And now, you know, I'm glad that I can kind of relax, but it didn't feel like a on and off button, you know, you're in school and then you're out of school for summer. It just kind of felt like an anticlimactic end, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, where you didn't have that last day. There is such joy in that last day before summer holidays in school.
Yeah, exactly. Just putting the pen down and finishing and just taking a breath of fresh air where it just kind of felt like a bit of a burnout and it's been like, oh, this is it. And I can't even really see my friends. Like, that's what I can now, obviously. But at the time, it was just a bit, oh, you know.
That's it. It was just so weird. There was no real structure. It was up to kind of each and every one of us to decide
how
best we were going to manage it. So yeah, it's definitely very, very weird. So you decided when you heard us talking about Dear Future Self and the kind of time caps idea that you would get involved, that you wanted to say a few words to your future self. So what sort of things do you want to say to the 2021 version of you?
Probably like, how did I cope with another year in school? And by this time next year, I'll be out of school. Like, I'll be finished my Leaving Cert. And like, what am I going to do in college? And like, that's a whole new chapter of my life, which is kind of scary. And I wonder, you know, how I'll deal with that next year. And like, if I'll make any new friends, or how life after coronavirus and school and in quarantine and socializing will be by this time next year. I'm like, really curious to see how that will turn out.
And as well then, one of the things that Dear Future Self asks you to do is to have a little think about what you'd like to have achieved or done by this time next year. And what's on your list for that?
If possible, you know, try to get my learner's permit. I was supposed to do my theory test, but it got cancelled there because of the coronavirus. So I want to book that again and see if I can get my lessons and maybe get a car. That's, you know, well, on top of the price of going to college next year, I doubt it. But even if I can just get my license and just get that over and done and out of the way with, instead of it always being on my mind, that would be great to have that done by this time next year.
Any specific car in mind? Peugeot 206, Opel Corsa, something like that? Or do you have big...
Not really. I'm not really that picky. Anything that gets me around, you know? literally, like, and even if I don't get a car, it's not the end of the world. I just would like to have, like, the ability to, like, drive, you know?
Sarah, she's 17. She's from Athlone. She's heading into Leaving Cert. And from only speaking to her for a few minutes, you would have no doubt that she will fly the LC and that she will get her driving test and get her car as well.
It's great to have such a good outlook on things at that age.
Yeah.
It's going to stand well to her. So yeah, if you think, you listen to that and you say, yeah, that's something I would like to get involved in as well, iradio.ie/...
Future Self.
Yay, I did it to you for the first time.
What do you call that when that happens?
I don't know, I just flipped it, did I?
The student becomes the teacher, something
like
that.
Oh yeah, yeah, no, I know what you mean.
Fionnuala. There is a joke, I think, that is aimed specifically at you, and hopefully you understand it, from Anya.
Okay.
Actually, she had a good joke about, an Irish joke about jumping and leaping, but she can't remember it. But she says it doesn't matter. It was kind of lame anyway.
I mean, okay. Thank you, Anya.
Lame equals
jump.
Askelga.
I do.
Very specific for the Irish speaking community.
More Irish language jokes, please, if you can. We love them here. Dave, not so much, maybe. I really do.
I love the Irish language. Don't get me wrong. But I do struggle with the jokes Askelga.
Fair. That is fair. We'll normalise them and then you won't be struggling.
Hello, who's this?
Hi, David Fionnuala. My name's Ellie and I've got a joke for you.
Give it to us.
Why did the singer climb the ladder?
Why did the singer climb the ladder? From LA.
I couldn't tell you.
LA, tell us.
Because she wanted to sing the high notes.
Oh, of course. Of course.
LA,
thank you.
Take a bow. 087-1-102-107, please.
I love this. Dave, did you happen to hear about the perfectionist that walked into the bar?
No, I didn't hear about the perfectionist that walked into the bar.
Well, apparently the bar wasn't set high enough.
Oh. Fionnuala, what do you call an elephant that doesn't matter?
Oh, is it an irrelevant?
Well done. It's 1-1 in the stealing the punchlines.
I had to get you back.
What do you call a cow with only two right legs?
Out with only two right legs. No, nothing.
Lean beef. Yes.
Mean, what? The classics are just always the best. They're the classics for a reason.
It's 2-1. Come on.
Okay,
Hit me one more.
This actually isn't a question, so you're not going to be able to steal. I don't think you're going to be able to steal the punchline, but I don't know if you heard that the world tongue twister champion just got arrested.
So I didn't hear that.
And from what I hear, they're going to give him a really tough sentence.
Yes. There's a childish giddiness in me there today.
Is. I love it. It's the Punja game. It's the highlight of our Monday. You are always welcome.
We accept jokes 24/7.
The line
never closes for jokes. You have to ring through to a special department, extension 362 to Fionnuala for Ask Ailga ones. Days from 2:50.